Let me tell y'all about the biggest and meanest catfish there was in PD River. Some called him Old Whiskers. Some called him the devil himself. When I was a boy, we farmed along PD River. And every now and then it would rain, we'd get a day or two off. We'd go, and we'd get every nail we could get, every nut and bolt we could get in our pocket, used for weights. And then we'd go to our old cigar boxes, and we'd get our hooks out and get a little roll of that old black nylon line, and we'd head off to the river. We'd get just about to the river there, and right where the woods started, we'd take a axe or two with us, and we'd cut us down several of them old bamboo reeds and use for poles. Well, you know, back then, we didn't have all this kind of stuff they got to fish with now. We had to make do what we had. We'd even, when we catch a mess of fish, we'd take a limb, cut it off up there, and we'd use it to just put them old catfish on. We did carry them back to the house, had several limbs full of catfish. We'd be carrying them back to the house. We'd catch so many sometime. But that particular morning, it had rained up the river a whole lot, and the river was really swollen. There was logs floating down that river as big as your leg, brother. I mean, it was coming down that river. We done dug us some worms, a bunch of old Georgie Wigglers, and we headed up the path right along PD River. We come along old Catfish John, and he was our next-door neighbor down there, and I didn't know anybody liked the fish more than I did, than he did. He was there in his hole when he was fishing, and I said, John, I said, you caught anything? He said, oh, I've caught enough to make the pan stink, but says I ain't hung a whiskers yet. And what he was talking about, old whiskers, people from miles around knew this fish. A lot of people had hung him, but that never got him in. And old folks said that's the reason the river was so deep right there, because that old big fish done watered a hole right there in the river. And the river was just so deep there, people got drowned. Every now and then they would just get people drowned, but that old fish had dug that hole right there in that river. We went on up there to our hole up there, and we baited our hooks and got everything fixed up there. And I pitched my line right up under an old willow tree. It won't long, I got myself one of them big old bites. I pulled on that thing, and he pulled. I pulled, and when I got him in, it was one of those big old slimy eels, about 3 foot long. You know, you ever hung an eel, you know how messy they can be. They mess up everything you got. Well, I just pitched the old eel and the pole and all up back under that willow tree. I got me another pole. I put some more line and weight on it. I baited it and throwed it on there. Well, that old eel, he couldn't be still. He was squirming around all over in the bush and everything. Finally, he wrapped around that old willow tree 3 or 4 times and hung himself right there in the water. And he was just dangling about 6 inches of him down in the water. Well, the fish were really biting. We was really pulling them in. But all of a sudden, they just quit. All of a sudden, the fish just quit biting. And I heard old John say that. I said, boys, there's something big coming y'all's way. I said, look out, yonder. And sure enough, there was a big wake coming right to where the eel was at, right in that willow tree. Us boys stepped back a little bit. I peeped over, and Lord have mercy, I seen the biggest mouth on a catfish you ever seen in your life. He could have swallowed a young calf, what I mean. Well, that fish grabbed that eel and took off back to the river, and he was trying to break that line. I knew that line was going to break any time, but that willow tree was taking all the stress, and it was giving a little bit, and he couldn't do nothing with it. Old John, he done come up there. He said, what you boys got out there? I said, John, it's the biggest fish I've ever seen in my life. He said, let's see if we can get him in. So we start pulling on that line. We couldn't do nothing with that fish. Old John said, I got myself an idea. So we're going to go down there and said, I'm going to get Brother Ben and his mule Pat. So they plowing right there. So we're going to get that mule. We're going to pull that catfish in. He took off. Let me tell you a little bit about his brother Ben. Ben was a good old fellow, but when he'd get excited, he'd go to stuttering, you know. And you couldn't understand about half what he said. It won't long, old John and Ben come up there with old Pat and the mule. Ben had a single trailer down his hand. You know, that's what you hook to the plow or whatever. I said, Ben, you reckon Pat can pull that catfish in? Oh, he said, you boy got old whiskers on there? I said, yeah. I said, Pat can pull that big fish in. I said, Pat can outpull two tractors. I said, all right, just hook her up there. So we hooked that old mule up to that willow tree. And I said, all right, now get ready, Ben. Ben pulled old Pat the mule up there and got her ready. I said, all right, I'm going to cut this willow tree down. I started cutting on that willow tree. I said, all right, it's coming. And old Pat started pulling. She took 2 steps forward. I mean, you could see the sweat coming out of her. And all of a sudden, that last chop, the tightness come in that line, and that fish took off. Old Pat was a pulling. She was a pulling. Ben said, come on, boy, come on, boy. Come on, help me. Oh, Pat was going back. We're going back the whole time. We got a hold of that bridle, and we started pulling on that bridle. We were pulling. They were about 4 or 5 hours. But all of a sudden, that bridle broke. Off we went back in the woods in a ditch. And old Pat, that fish, had bent us down towards your raw. She pulled that old mule right in that river. Sure enough, did. Ben said, there goes old Pat down the river. And sure enough, the last thing we seen was that mule's two ears going down towards your raw. The moral of this story is, if you ever go up Petey River and you hang something you can't handle, get something bigger than a mule.